Thanks for tuning in to the Real Estate Today podcast. Right now, we're going to discuss the overregulation of the housing market in Linn County.
I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.
And I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. Now, you may think that because we're in the real estate industry, growth is good, no matter what it looks like. But actually, having been a native of Eugene, Oregon, that's not where my head's at. I do think we need to serve the full spectrum of housing, and I do think we have challenges right now.
Well, in particular, if I were an investor looking to acquire and own apartment complexes, I frankly am going to look not to build a brand new one, but instead for something that is very solid, pre-owned. The demand has been established as being attracted to this particular property. Restated, it's got a great history, a rental history that I would like to capture and make mine. So I may go after the pre-owned stuff, used apartments.
Unfortunately, as an investor, you will also have the ability to go to a different market and do that same thing.
Exactly.
And if we're not appealing enough locally, we're not going to serve those tenants who need affordable rentals.
Well, and while the tenants need affordable rental, unless it's being provided by the government, my primary concern in using my capital, I need to use it wisely. And if that happens to not be affordable housing, that will be my choice and the stance that I'll take as I've made my capital investment with an effort to preserve my capital base and earn a reasonable yield off of that investment.
That to me is so important for us to speak of and hear about in the effort to legislate or drive the demand and the supply and run it from the governmental side of things is not going to work. Then those who will invest and take a chance and take a risk, who have the ability to build the structures to house our residents, will leave the marketplace.
Exactly. And that's a real tacky situation, because at that point, if there is no one to capitalize the market, you'll have a situation where the demand will exceed the supply, and you've got all kinds of problems that start to form. Rents go nuts, and it's no longer affordable for those who we used to think could afford that particular asset.
Yes, and that's that. You've got to look at the drivers here, and I think that that's what we really want to emphasize. The free commerce is to the advantage of the tenants as well, because we do have people that will serve each part of the spectrum. There's some housing incentives, like what they do with HUD for housing, that gives you the latitude. So look at the legislation carefully and make sure it is keeping the incentive to have those investors in town. I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.